This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we've been taking this line upon line, precept upon precept. Last week we talked about the global warming hoax going from bad to worse. Then we started talking a little bit about the evolution theory and the theory it is and how it used to be illegal into this country and how it was implemented through Eisenhower back in the 50s. And I want to take it one more step today. I want to talk about the Bible, science now, and science then, and show you how the word has never changed. The Bible has not changed. I want to show you how man has changed and how it always reverts back to the Word of God. We're going to get to that, and if we have enough time, I want to get back to the last words, deathbed statements. Some of these are crazy. Like, for example, Thomas Jefferson still survives, said the second president of the United States of America. He said this on July 4th, 1826. And what's interesting to note, friends, is actually Jefferson had died earlier that same day. It's miraculous. It really is. You can call it coincidental all you want. What God does is not coincidental. It's appointed. So we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Before we do, I want to get over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want to highlight some of the things that are going on in the United States of America. Again, that which the CIA media means to basically omit, okay, withhold. They're continuously diverting your attention away from what you need to know with the things that they want you to know. Ilhan Omar goes from frying pan into the fire with a call for federal ethics probe. Miss Omar appears to be a serial career criminal. What do you expect when someone swears in on the Quran, which runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution and the Word of God? What do you expect when you allow these people to bring their culture in? What do you expect from a people that are not here to assimilate, but out of their own mouths? And they say this unabashedly, that they're not here to assimilate, they're here to conquer. What do you expect, America, from these people? And how is it that they've got into office? Don't complain about it, because you've allowed them to be there. Again, Ilhan Omar goes from frying pan into the fire with call for federal ethics probe. Miss Omar appears to be a serial career criminal. Of course. They're just acting out who they are. John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. And what do? The same thing that their father does. Comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you know, friends, the millennials, those that were born after 1984, that's how they've labeled them, the younger generation, the up-and-comings, they're beginning to buck the system when it comes to this gay agenda that they're trying to shove down their throats. They're beginning to buck the system, friends. They're bucking the establishment that's trying to force the gay agenda literally down their throats. Why do they have to deal with it? Because the older generation have given a pass to the LGBTQ, whatever they want to call it, right? But if you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, you'll see bombshell, millennial embrace of LGBTQ dropping like a rock, of course. Of course. That's why they're threatened by what's going on, because people are awake to what's going on, and that's why they're using big tech companies to censor people like me, because the younger people want the truth while the older people are okay with what's going on, and they don't necessarily want the millennials, as they call them, to know the truth that exposes them for what, in fact, that they have left off. They have advocated and given a green light to what God calls an abomination. And the younger people are saying no to it. And I've shared this with you a million times, friends. In doing high school assemblies, you show the kids infanticide, you show them abortion, guess what? They're not for it. You begin to show them about what the homosexual sodomite agenda is all about, guess what? They're naturally not for it. And I can go, evolution, friends, the kids don't believe this. It's being forced down their throats, friends, by the federal government, who, again, are in fact illegally indoctrinating your kids if they're in a public school. And it's not just the kids, because they're doing it through the media as well. Someone just told me not too long ago, friends, that, Bradley, I don't think there's a show on television that doesn't have something to do with the gay agenda. Well, then shut it off. And when you shut it off, guess what? The sponsors are no longer going to pay for that show to be aired, because they see that you're rejecting it. That's how things work here, friends. That's how you defund things. Shut the television off. Also read 2 Corinthians 6:17. Come out from among them. Be separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. Or read James 4:4. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? What is it that we don't understand, friends? It's a spirit of Antichrist. It's the spirit of the world that is promoting opposite in direct contrast to the Word of God. So, therefore, you are what you eat. What are you feeding on? Shut the television off. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslim comments that the Minneapolis Star and Trib will not print. The Star and Tribune. They call it the Strib here. And it's interesting, on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I noticed yesterday when we were in a grocery store that Keith Ellison, who mysteriously got into office, no voter and fraud intended, right, friends? Well, that's what's going on here majorly, and we all know it. The fact of the matter is, we all know it, but how many are out that are actually willing to stand against it? But Keith Ellison, the first representative of the 5th district in Congress in the state of Minnesota, who swore in on a Quran, mysteriously becomes the attorney general, and along with him and Tim Walz, the governor from the state of Minnesota, folks, they're all about making this a sanctuary state. They're all about transgressing and committing treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, because they're not worried about what the people will do to them. Okay? Well, guess what he's doing? Keith Ellison, the attorney general, is out on a anti-hate campaign. He wants to stop the hate in the state of Minnesota in defense of guess who? Well, they're trying to advocate, friends, hate crimes concerning Islamophobia. They're trying to make it a hate crime to speak out against the crimes of the Muslims here in America. Matter of fact, let me tell you this. Robert Carrillo actually wrote the article. And it says, how about the 100 Somalis attacking and gang brawl at the Valley Fair amusement park last September? Is that a hate crime? Friends, there is no such thing as a hate crime, because all crime is motivated by hate, okay? Or how about the 2 Somali men who drove a vehicle onto the sidewalk to mow down 6 Minnesotans just one day after convicted former Minneapolis Police Department officer Muhammad Noor was sentenced to 12.5 years in prison for murdering 40-year-old Justin Damon on July 15th of 2017, okay? Friends, the list goes on. Is that a hate crime? Folks, you need to understand, and I say this with empathy, friends, and urgency for you to understand, they're trying to use totalitarian methods to enforce government, which is contrary to law. They're using the law against the law. Either you deal with them or you lose your freedoms.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know about Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E. Facebook is doing their thing again, friends, let me tell you. Can I blow the trumpet loud enough for the American people to understand that your First Amendment is under attack? Do you understand that big tech companies do not have lawful authority to violate the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights? As a matter of fact, Congress doesn't. America is under attack like it's never been under attack. Read Matthew 13:35 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Shadow banning. Twitter is shadow banning. We just found out last week through Project Veritas, an insider from Google driving traffic from conservatives, censoring conservatives, Christians. It's all aimed at the light, friends, because these people love the darkness. Read John 3:19 when you get a moment. You can also jump over to my YouTube channel if you'd like to, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. I'm looking now at our live chat, and it's interesting how the numbers are dwindling. And I was just told, friends, by the guy that runs the site that they're definitely playing with my back end. Why? Friends, Christians and conservatives, why are they being deplatformed? Not, by the way, not Christians that are compromising, not conservatives that are compromising, not those that are lukewarm, friends, that Jesus said he would spew them out of his mouth, that are cursed, okay? Read Romans 3, Revelations 3 when you get a moment. Revelations 3, starting in verse 19. They're only attacking those that are telling you the truth. And what shows me that I'm nailing what I need to be nailing, friends, not through outside circumstance, but by the witness of the Holy Ghost first and foremost, but secondly, I can see who they're attacking. And they don't attack those that are going along with the global agenda. They're attacking anybody that would expose their incremental ways in a siege to take down and to overthrow and to conquer the United States of America. They're opposing them and they're censoring them and they're targeting them, friends, and they're demonizing them. Case in point, this is a side note. This is a free one. Just yesterday, someone told me to do a Google search on my name. And I did. And when I did a Google search on my name, there was four or five bad negative articles, which probably have 4 to 5 shares at most from the sites that Google picked up on and threw it on the front page of Bradley Dean. Folks, I literally have videos with hundreds of thousands of shares that aren't on the front page. I've been on the New York Times in a positive way. I'm not on the front page. I have to search for that. I was on none other than the Weekly Standard, friends. A national circulation. Okay? I have to dig for it if it's positive on Bradley Dean. But if it's negative, Google search has it up on the front. And it can be negative. All people want to say it's negative, but it's a positive for me because it's the Word of God, and they're opposed to the Word of God, and they're showing you that they're opposed to the truth that exposes them for their crimes. And P.S., this is why Jesus was crucified. Okay, so I did another search on a different outlet. It wasn't Google. And I just typed into my, I think it was Bing. All positive. All untouched. All accurate. Friends, do you understand what's going on here in your country? And I want to reiterate the point, they do not have a lawful stance to censor free speech. Period. As a matter of fact, we were told that it's a neutral outlet. And you know what puts the people back to sleep? This is important for people to know. What puts people back to sleep is a Trey Gowdy or a Daryl Issa or a Jason Chaffetz. Or the one I just seen recently, friends, was none other than Ted Cruz. And the highlight was from the said conservatives of the day. Watch Ted Cruz grill a CEO from Google. And I listened to the whole thing. And I'm thinking, this is a grilling? What he's doing, is it good? Yeah, it's good. But you know what's going to come of it, friends? Nothing. You want to know why Ted Cruz is grilling a CEO from Google? Which, by the way, they work hand in glove. Because they are there appeasing the American people. Just go back to sleep. Ted's got it this time. Where's the justice, America? How come these big tech companies haven't been lawfully dealt with yet? And notice the timing of the attacks under the administration of a good guy that has the power and the authority to enforce the laws. You know, I'm absolutely humored when I hear people say, well, you know, you got to give him some time. You got to give Trump some time. Time to do what? What, to create like 55 more unconstitutional policies concerning your gun rights? Like that? Is that what you're talking about? Or do you want to give them more time concerning how much funding, which is found in bills called pork and omnibus bills, where he's actually funded Planned Parenthood? Is that more time you need? Because I see him doing the wrong thing, not the right thing. And what's interesting here, friends, is if you want to put this up to Barack Hussein Obama, which everybody wants to keep blaming for everything that he did, he only did what you let him do, America. And furthermore, Barack Hussein Obama is not the president of the United States of America. When is it that you people begin to take responsibility and begin to hold this current administration and his feet to the fire and demand justice concerning those that are persecuting him and attacking him, right? How come it took Barack Hussein Obama just one day? Matter of fact, even before he became the president, what did he say? I'm going to fundamentally transform America. And what did he do? The first day he began his attack. And for 8 years, I'm reiterating this point for you to hear it. And for 8 years, friends, guess what? The American people, all 325.7 million, not all of them, I guess, for the most part, all of them, let Barack Hussein Obama violate the Constitution over 1,167 times. And from my understanding, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's actually 150 more transgressions that were added to the already transgressions of Barack Hussein Obama. How come it didn't take Barack very much time? The first day. And we're into this brand new administration for 2 years now? What are you waiting for? No, it's an excuse because you're trying to save face, and this is why people don't respect you. This is why you have a left, because you're showing everybody how much of a hypocrite you truly are. That's the facts, friends. You know the word Torah? You know what the word Torah means? It means to point the finger. You know what the job of the preacher is? Is to point the finger. Not a broad brush, just talking to, well, maybe if it's you, or maybe if it's you over there, or maybe if it's you over there. No, a preacher prophetically by the Holy Ghost points his finger and he openly rebukes them that sin that others also may fear. That's what Torah means. That's one of the definitions. Okay? Just for the record. Okay, I'm still going on in this intro. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, and if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I wanted to highlight this too. Speaking of which, line upon line, precept upon precept. You have hand-picked presidential candidates. Do you see the candidates that the CIA-controlled media, mainstream media, is giving you, friends, today? Do you see this? The likes of none other than Joe Biden. How long has Joe Biden been exposed for his perversions? Do you think that he has any support of one American in this country besides his criminal kids? No, of course not. Is he a credible candidate for the presidency of the United States of America? No. Why are they putting him up as the opposition to Donald Trump? Because they're driving support to Donald Trump. That's why. What about Senator Elizabeth Warren? She endorses coup against Donald Trump, right? And she also said that that illegal border invasion shouldn't be against the law. Do you think the American people are going to vote for this lunatic, Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts? Absolutely not. What is she doing? She's driving support to Donald Trump. Until you understand the enemies in which you're dealing with, you're not going to get this. What if criminal Senator Kamala Harris, who recently said that she would assert Congress and unconstitutionally change gun laws. Do you think the American gun owners in this country and the majority of the American people easily hands down, do you think that they're going to vote for the likes of Senator Kamala Harris, who is a criminal? Read Article 2, Section 4. Of course not. What is she doing? She's driving support to Donald Trump. Now, I want you to understand something, friends. Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts says, listen, border invasion shouldn't be against the law. But it's interesting to note that she is put up as opposition, but behind closed doors, what does he do? He released 196,000 illegals back into the cities of America. What about Kamala Harris and gun control? It's interesting. 26 states have now passed 55 new gun control policies by a majority of Republican governors. Are you beginning to see how this works?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is denying a report that the Trump administration is considering accepting a freeze on North Korea's nuclear program. According to a report in the New York Times, the White House is looking at a deal where the North would stop producing new nuclear material in an effort to kickstart negotiations on denuclearization. The news comes a day after the president met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. In an interview set to air on Fox News on Monday, President Trump tells Tucker Carlson that he's optimistic about a trade deal between the United States and China.
We had a very good meeting. He wants to make a deal. I want to make a deal. Very big deal, probably, I guess you'd say, the largest deal ever made of any kind, not only trade. We got along very well. We understand each other.
That entire interview will air tonight on Fox News at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders plans to write a book about her time in the administration. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I got, my gosh, can't even believe this. I just someone just posted this. Hagman and Hagman Report just did an event with them in Wisconsin. His oldest son, Joe Hagman's oldest son, just died of a heroin overdose at the age of 36 years old. The guy that we just seen, that the younger kid, just died. Just talked to Joe a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me what was going on. Gosh, friends, we just... life is so precious. We don't know. You know, just for the sake of staying this point, because this just came on line, Joe Hagman, Hagman and Hagman Report, his son, his oldest son, 36 years old, just died of a heroin overdose. Ten out of ten people die, friends. And we just, what is it, over 140,000 people every day die unexpectedly. You know, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. We're not promised tomorrow, friends. You know, the bottom line is we are all going to answer. You know, I was just putting this together earlier. But when you go to Acts 17:31, I want you to listen carefully. It says, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. And when I look at what Jesus said to his followers, I just thought of, you know, and I think about it. I thought about it in the past, and I think about it even now. It says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. And then, of course, I think of Hebrews 9:27, and it says, and it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. We're all going to bow our knees and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every single human being from the beginning of creation to the end of time. We're going to answer for it. Everything we've done here. And I'm going to tell you, the man that's ready for judgment is the one that longs to be freed from sin. Martin Luther rightly said that. And I want to be so sanctified unto obedience by the power of the Holy Ghost, who comes in to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, Revelations 1:5. And to be set about the work of his hands by the power of the Holy Ghost. And it's a daily consecration, friends. I think of Revelations 20, verse 11 through 15, and it says, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. Listen to that. Also take that to Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. The heaven fled away. And the Bible says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. It's better to judge ourselves now, friends, and to be chastised, than to be judged with the world. You know, King David used to set the judgments of God before him that he wouldn't offend God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not offend thee. Lord, give us more grace in Jesus' name. Lord, regenerate us, renew us, perfect us for your glory. Let it be about your will and not ours. The will of the Spirit and not the will of the flesh. While we have, those that have ears to hear me and eyes to see me, if you're watching me, to do that which is well-pleasing in your sight, to know you, Father God, in Jesus' name, today. You know, oftentimes I tell people, I don't want to wait until I die to know whom I serve. Paul said, I know in whom I've served. I know in whom I have believed, Paul said. And so it is for us. I'm not going to sit on the radio and make a plea, friends, for you to come follow Jesus or give him a try. No, we don't give him a try. We serve him because we're out of gratitude, thankful for what he did for us. And we want to know who he is now. That's my prayer. It's good enough to know, you know, all of those clouds of witnesses, the John Bunyans, the Charles Spurgeon, John Wesley, Charles Finney, John Knox, the list goes on. Great. Praise God for all of you guys. And the Bible says we're to follow those that have gone before us in the faith. But it's another thing to know them for ourselves. Let that be our prayer. And let it be our prayer that we might be right with him here and now and know who he is here and now, rather than find out he was something outside of what we thought he was because we were told by someone that didn't tell us the truth. No, let's read the Word of God and know for ourselves. I'm going to take Misty Edwards out of Tennessee. Misty Edwards, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? Okay. We're going to move on here. Crazy stuff happening in our world. Crazy stuff happening in our world, friends, big time. Our condolences go out to Joe Hagman, by the way. And we are truly sorry to hear this. Alrighty, I'm going to get to one of these topics that I said we'd get to today. I said we would get to the Bible, science now and science then, just to show you that the Word of God has never changed, and it shows you how man wants to change and try it himself until he gets in trouble and then he turns, which is good. He repents, that's what the word means, to turn. And he returns back to the God that he shouldn't have departed from in the beginning. But the Bible tells us the earth is a sphere, right? Science now, the earth is a sphere. But did you know that science back in the day, century ago, 2 centuries ago, 3 centuries ago, taught that the earth was a flat disk? I don't know how they came up with that, but okay. And by the way, I see a lot of talk about this going on even today, that the earth is flat. But the Bible says that the earth is a sphere. Isaiah 40, verse 22. The Bible, incalculable number of stars. Science then said that there was only, a couple centuries ago, said that there's only 1,100 stars. Really? Whoa! That's craziness. But science now tells us that there is an incalculable number of stars. So it agrees to the Word of God, of course. That's found in Jeremiah 33, verse 22. The Bible tells us free float of the earth in space. This is found in Job 26, verse 7. Science then used to teach us that the earth sat on a large animal. What? The earth sat on a large animal. It's like a bunch of Hare Krishnas, friends. They serve millions of gods. Gods that they have created to suit their sins. It's a violation of the second commandment in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. The list goes on. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sins, nor bow down thyself to serve them. So the Bible tells us that there's free float of earth in space. In Job 26, verse 7, science used to teach earth sat on a large animal. Science now teaches us, free float of earth in space, just like the Bible says. Men are fools for their pains, aren't they? I wish they would get embarrassed a little bit sooner than they do. The Bible teaches creation made of invisible elements, Hebrews 11, 3. Science used to teach that science was ignorant on the subject. Okay? Science now teaches creation made of invisible elements, atoms. All right. Oh, my goodness. Just common sense comes into place, right? Hey, friends, if you ever get into the position where you just don't know, that sometimes is a good place for you to be. You know why? Because it shows you that God is in control of everything. And guess what? He does know. It makes him our creator. It makes him our father. And a lot of times when you're a little kid and you're growing up, you want to know everything. You know, you ask your parents everything that you think you're going to have to know in life. But a parent really can't give everything to a kid that he might need in life when he grows up. Right? That's why we're to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways we acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. Proverbs 3:5. Right? So again, it's a good place sometimes to be. I don't like being there neither, but it's a good place to be when we have to wait. It's like this. You know, oftentimes we pray. He said, believe that you'll receive in his will, not your will, and you will receive those things that you prayed for. Okay? It's like getting a package. If I order something from, let's say, a foreign country, and I order something and they tell me it's going to be here in 8 days, they assured me that it's going to be here in 8 days. Does it matter to me as to how they get that package to my house within the 8 days allotted? Absolutely not. And it's so it is with the things of God. Trust that he's going to bring it because he promised that he would bring it. Right? So in saying that, friends, we need to sometimes just sit back and trust him and let him do what he knows to do best. And we should do the things that we know to do best, too, is in trusting in him in the will of God. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just wanted to give a shout-out to our friend Joe Hagman. Hagman and Hagman, his son. I just seen this during the 30-minute mark on the radio show here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, that his son, 36 years old, we just did an event with him a couple months ago in Wisconsin. Him and his son showed up, and his son OD'd on heroin, 36 years old. In just a couple weeks, they're expecting a baby, and now Joe's gone. And I was just highlighting the fact, friends, that we are not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. And we need to cherish those that we have with us. This is everybody, friends. Because, again, the Bible says that no man is able to save his soul alive. We're all going to answer to him on that day. It's best for us to repent and serve the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Matthew 22, verse 37. And the only thing I'm sorry for concerning Joe Hagman is I wasn't there. And as I said, I just seen him a couple months ago. Matter of fact, Joe Hagman just sent me over a brand new commercial for our show just 3, 4, 5 days ago. Let's get back to this real quick. We got one more segment left talking about how the Bible teaches us what we should stick to. How science now agrees to the Word of God, and science then didn't. And by the way, science is the study of creation. And it absolutely, I'm embarrassed for them. Because they unabashedly go on with their pride. The Bible says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. But they're, folks, they think they stand by attempting to study creation, God's creation, and then they want to remove God and take it unto themselves that they discovered his... If people would just put two and two together, they would look at how foolish many scientists are today. They want to remove God from their discovery of what God created. It's ridiculous. And I'm proving the point even now. The Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians 15, 41, forgive me, each star is different. Science then, centuries ago, used to teach all stars were the same. And in some cases, a century ago. Okay? Science now teaches us each star is different. But the Bible teaches us light moves. Job 38, 19 through 20. Science then used to teach light was fixed in place. Science now adheres and agrees and is complicit to the Word of God, subject to the Word of God. Light moves. You know, the Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. Isn't it interesting that we can get on an airplane and we've never met the pilot before, and we'll let them take us up to 35 to 36 to 37,000 feet without even questioning his credibility. Or we'll go into a restaurant and we'll eat food. We'll go into a nice restaurant, or we'll even go into a Burger King or a McDonald's, whatever the case might be, and we'll trust the people that prepared the food, or even in some cases, made the food. And man's nature is to question the God that said, I'm not a man that I should lie, but don't question man who's fallible. Yet God's infallible, and his word's immutable, unchangeable. And man changes his mind all the time. That's why the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Right? Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. Well, that's a different story, but it does apply here. But isn't it interesting how we trust everybody else? We trust everybody else, but we don't trust God. Shame on us. And we don't want to live that way. Lord, increase my faith. Okay, I got to go there too. Isn't it interesting? When the Lord wants to teach you faith, what does he do? Let me bring you to a swimming pool, for example. You know, the apostles prayed that the Lord would increase their faith. They wanted to be like Christ. They wanted to know God the Father like Christ. And they did as they seen Christ. And remember, the apostles could only do that which they seen their Father do. And they could only say the things that they heard their Father say. That's what the apostles said. So it is for us. But isn't it interesting, when you ask the Lord to teach you faith, things get worse. Lord, why are things getting worse? You just told me to increase your faith. It's like when the Lord had 5,000 men that needed to be fed, and he had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Right? And he prayed to the Father, and once he prayed to the Father and gave thanks, he gave to his apostles, and the apostles distributed all this food, bread and fish, to all 5,000 of them, that there was left 12 baskets. Whoa, what a miracle. And by the way, that was just the men. That wasn't the women and children as well. So Jesus just showed them who he was and what he could do. Hebrews 2:4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. He did that. That our faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So he showed them who he was. And then before you knew it, they were on a boat and a storm came. And Jesus was in the back of the boat sleeping. And his apostles, when that storm came down on that lake, that sea of Galilee, they freaked out and they went back there and said, save us lest we perish. And the Bible says that he calmed the sea. He calmed the sea. So all he did is pray to the Lord, and here it goes. The storm's over with. And then he said to them, oh, you of little faith. Why is it that we doubt our Creator, but we believe fallen man? We need more of the Holy Ghost, don't we, friends? Yes, we do. When the Lord teaches you faith, he puts you in a pool, just a metaphor, just a parable. He puts you in a swimming pool when you ask for more faith, and then he pulls the bottom out so you might learn to swim. That's how the Lord teaches me. In every area of my life, that's how the Lord teaches me. Okay? See, I know people want freebies. Well, listen, it's a free gift. But you have to learn in the process. Okay? You know, and another one of trust, friends, is really coming to this. I want to go back to trust now. It's like a little boy. I seen a little boy one day go to the top of the stairs, and the daddy said to him, jump. And the little boy didn't think twice concerning his earthly daddy. And he jumped off the top of the stairs into his daddy's arms. Why is it that it's so hard for us to trust? Well, it depends upon what we're meditating upon. And if we're weak in faith, then we need to stay in the Word until we absolutely know it's settled and it resonates within every part of our body, our being, body, mind, soul, and spirit, period. Okay? I got to finish this up. I got two more minutes. I love those little Holy Ghost trails. The Bible says air has weight, Job 28, verse 25. Science then teaches air was weightless. Science now teaches air has weight. The Bible teaches wind blows in cyclones, Ecclesiastes 1:6. Science used to teach wind blows straight. Really? Or were you standing in between two buildings or something? I don't know. Right? But science now teaches us that wind blows in cyclones. Of course it does. Look at your hair when the wind blows. Jesus even used that as an analogy concerning those that would be saved and those that wouldn't be, of born of the Spirit. The wind bloweth, you know not where it cometh from, he said in King James. Going on, blood is the source of life and health, of course. This is found in Leviticus 17:11. Science used to teach sick people must be bled. Science now teaches blood is the source of life and health. Okay? The Bible teaches ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains. That's right. I remember a guy flew over the top of the Pacific Ocean going from California to Hawaii. And he said, look at how vast this ocean is. He said, yeah, that's just the surface. 2 Samuel 22, verse 16 and Jonah 2:6. Valleys and mountains the ocean floor contains. Science used to teach the ocean floor was flat. Today, ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains, of course. Ocean contains springs, Job 38, verse 16. Used to teach that ocean fed only by rivers and rain. Today, they teach what the Bible taught and teaches. Ocean contains springs. When dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water. Leviticus 15:13, common sense again comes into play. Science used to teach hands washed in still water. Okay? Well, that makes sense. Contain the germ, right? Hands washed in still water. The Bible has always taught when dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water. Of course, to wash away that which contaminates or the germs within. So again, friends, I'm just here reinforcing what I know to be true. Beyond believing, friends, we know that the Word of God is true by a living testimony. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.